It's Thursday. It's Mark Pyers. And it's Real Talk.
I was walking down the road today, looking for another way to ease my mind.
It's Real Talk. It's the daily vlog, Mark Pyers Real Talk. I'm here to help you make smarter moves, to amplify your current state, and I'm here on Thursday. I'm here today to talk to you about the listing presentation. Now, this is something I think is very interesting because there's no real guidebook out there on how to do a good listing presentation. And I think if you took a poll, you would find that most sellers find they didn't get a very good listing presentation, and they just went with someone. They chose whoever. And I find that's an interesting thing because you really have to impress someone on that. You have one impression, and you got to go in there and know what you're going to say, know what you want to do, and help them in that moment because they're there looking for someone who's going to help them. So I'm just going to go through a few things I think you should keep in mind if you're a realtor and you're going to try to get the business, and also if you're a seller looking for someone who's trying to get the business and deserves the business, wants to earn the business, listen up. These are some of the things you should keep your ears out for. Number one, everybody wants to know about price. If anybody tells you, I can get you X, show them the door. You know, no one knows what a buyer is willing to pay for something. And really, no one knows what you're willing to accept for anything. So I think what you really should be asking is, how do we price my house effectively in order to sell it in the quickest time for the most money? That's the question you should be asking. So write that down, that question. But price, it's really going to come down to what the second one down the list here is, positioning. Depends on where you position your house. What we're going to do is put a CMA together, which is a comparative market analysis. We're going to show you what's on the market and what's sold. You're going to look through all that data and figure out, where do I fit in? And remember, it's not really what's active, it's what's sold that matters. So everyone's going to look at what's sold, and that's where you figure out where you fit. Now, my perspective is positioning. The more aggressive you are in this marketplace of that I'm in, the better your chances are to get out quickly. And just think about it this way. It's like placement, like shelf positioning at a food store. When you go to the food store, the first thing you see, like eye level, it's Coca-Cola, Doritos, you know, Oreos, Chips Ahoy. They put the stuff they know people will buy right at eye level. You have to put your house there too. Same thing, eye level. So commission, this is my favorite one. Almost every single time I get into a listing presentation, the question of commission comes up, and what are you gonna charge me? What are your services? What do you do for those services? And you know, I think you should do it for less. Now, I think you pay for what you get. So anybody who tells you they're gonna do it for less, I would automatically assume you're gonna get less as well. You pay for what you get. You know, and remember, anybody who comes in and tells you they will take less, they'll do it for less, how are they gonna treat the value of your house when a buyer presents an offer? How are they gonna treat the value of your house? Are they gonna say, no, I'm gonna fight back and I'm gonna get my clients more? Are they gonna push on you and say, you know what, just take it, just take the deal, take the money and run? You have to think about these things. I'd prefer an agent who stands tall and says, I'm worth my commission and I'm gonna earn it. And this is how I'm gonna earn it and show you a blueprint. So that's how I handle commission. Commission's not a concern. When you're talking about something like 2.5% or 3%, it really is not much of a difference. Just take, for example, a $1 million property. If you talk about 0.5%, that's $5,000. Now, in the grand scheme of things on a $1 million property, if you really are sitting across from me and you don't think I'm gonna cover $5,000, I may walk out myself. You know, stop worrying about the little line item of commission. Worry about hiring an agent that's competent and that's gonna work hard for you and provide value. That's what you're looking for. All right, so then we get forward to the marketing question. What are you gonna do to sell my house? Well, here's the thing that most agents will provide. Whatever the company will give you. Oh, we're gonna put you online and we're gonna put you in the newspaper and we're gonna advertise you in the next week in the newspaper. Nobody buys from the newspaper anymore. Everybody's online. So the way I market your property is I give you everything the company's gonna offer you, which is very similar to what the other companies offer. But then I also come and shoot a drone shot once a month. And I go out there and do a real talk from your house once a week or once every other week. And I provide value by creating something different on a constant. I'm living in the moment. You're looking for an agent that will live in the moment for you and your property. I don't know what I'll think of to do next, but I'm going to continue to rack my brain throughout the process until we find that buyer. That's what I do. That gets to the next thing. Okay, that's great. You're going to market my house this way, but what do you do different? Well, this is what I do different. I provide value by showing up and being passionate about your home. This is the thing I think most sellers need to pay attention to above all. Do you have an agent who's going to love the product they sell? You want someone who's going to be passionate about your home and show that, exude that love for your home towards every buyer that comes in the door. That's your best chance of grabbing them and capturing a deal. You can't get the person in there and says, oh, you know what? Yeah, you just got to do some work here. Yeah, I know the place needs work. Eh, you know, it's an old house. Got good bones, though. Look, there's nothing, you can't sugarcoat something, but you can show what is valuable about it. And I think you have to also, here's another thing I want to say that's very important. Know what your issues are going forward. Whatever the issues were when you bought the house, they'll be the same issues when you sell the house. If you've got an issue with a tree that's hanging over the house, and that's the reason, there's a pond right behind the house, something like that. If it's hard to sell on the way in, it's going to be hard to sell on the way out. Just remember that. If you make a compromise, someone else is going to have to make that compromise as well. So at the end, I just think it's very important to keep one thing, one central thought in mind when you're sitting down for a listing presentation or listing appointment. When do I close? That's what you should be saying to yourself the entire time. Yeah, I'm feeding them the information. I'm giving them what they need to hear. But you have to also be paying attention to body language. You have to also be paying attention to what they're saying. And if you get that feeling that it's ready, you don't keep going. I have seen people before continue, I gotta finish my presentation. No, you close. If a seller feels comfortable with you and they wanna get forward and go to work, you pull out the paperwork and you say, let's go. And I'll leave you with one final story. I went on a listing presentation. This was when I had first gone over my previous firm at Coldwell. I went in and I brought my manager in on this appointment just because I wanted to have him there for perspective. It was a house in Easton. I didn't handle much in Easton at the time. So I went in and sat down with the client, and we just had a nice like rapport. I could feel like we were like connected, like I'm getting this business. I could just feel it within the first 30 seconds sitting down with her that this is my client, these are my people. You know, sometimes you really connect. The way I connect on Real Talk with the world and with a blank camera, I don't know who's on the other side, but I'm connecting with the hope. The hope of humanity is what I'm connecting with. And I get that back sometimes from people. And I got that from this client. And she gave it right back to me. And I'm thinking to myself, I looked at my manager. He didn't even say a word. And I'm looking at him, and I look at her, and I got this stack of stuff to go through. I said, what are we doing? I slid the stuff. I said, let's just go to work. I said, you know I'm going to work hard for you. I said, why do we have to go through all this? I took out the paperwork. I put it in front of her. I said, let's just go to work. She goes, I'm ready to do that. That's fine. She goes, I don't need to see any of that. I like you. I know you're going to do the job. Where do I sign? That's the fastest listing I ever signed in my life, but I was able to sense the close. There's been other times where 3 weeks go by until I get a listing. So you don't know who you're dealing with, but just remember, if you go and you're truthful, you're honest, and you give people your passion, you're gonna get business. People buy from people. People will hire people that they know will work hard for them. Now, I haven't sold some of the business that I pulled in, but I've pulled in some pretty crazy business before just because I show up. Just because I'm passionate, because I want to go out there and do an amazing job for my people. And that's sometimes all it takes to get the shot. Doesn't mean you're going to sell it, but you're looking for the shot. That's it for today, guys. I'll see you tomorrow on the next Real Talk. This was day 220 in a row. I hope you got something out of my listing presentation. I'll see you tomorrow. It's Mark Fiers.